And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, November the 15th, 2014. It's the birthday of the artist Georgia O'Keeffe, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, 1887, best known for her giant paintings of flowers. Although O'Keeffe once said, "I only paint them because they're cheaper than models and they don't move." She took a trip to Taos, New Mexico, and came to love the desert, which she called the far away. She thought that she could see farther in the thin, dry desert air. Georgia O'Keeffe, who said, "I've been absolutely terrified every moment of my life, and I've never let it keep me from doing a single thing I wanted to do." It's the birthday of the columnist Franklin Pierce Adams, born in Chicago, 1881. For many, many years, he wrote a syndicated column called The Conning Tower, in which he featured the work of other writers, and his column was credited with launching the careers of Dorothy Parker and James Thurber, among others. Franklin P. Adams, who said, "Middle age occurs when you are too young to take up golf and too old to rush the net." It's the birthday of the poet Ted Berrigan, born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1934. Went to college in Oklahoma and then went off to New York City with his friends Joe Brainard and Ron Padgett. He died young, 49 years old, of cirrhosis of the liver, and his widow and his sons collected all of his poems into a single volume in 2005. And it was on this date in 1959, four members of the Clutter family were murdered in the little town of Holcomb, Kansas. The father, Herb Clutter, a wealthy wheat farmer, had been an official in the Eisenhower administration. So the murders warranted a mention in the New York Times, and the article caught the eye of Truman Capote, who traveled to Holcomb with his friend Harper Lee to investigate the crime. And the book that resulted in Cold Blood, 1965, first published as a four-part serial in The New Yorker, became a big bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Gary Soto entitled Saturday at the Canal. I was hoping to be happy by 17. School was a sharp checkmark in the roll book, an obnoxious tuba playing at noon because our team was going to win at night. The teachers were too close to dying to understand. The hallways stank of poor grades and unwashed hair. Thus, a friend and I sat watching the water on Saturday, neither of us talking much, just warming ourselves by hurling large rocks at the dusty ground and feeling awful because San Francisco was a postcard on a bedroom wall. We wanted to go there, hitchhike under the last migrating birds, and be with people who knew more than three chords on a guitar. We didn't drink or smoke, but our hair was shoulder-length wild when the wind picked up and the shadows of this loneliness gripped loose dirt. By bus or car, by the sway of train over a long bridge, we wanted to get out. The years froze as we sat on the bank. Our eyes followed the water, white-tipped but dark underneath, racing out of town. Gary Soto's poem Saturday at the Canal from Home Course in Religion, published by Chronicle Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.